It is the first of the month, and for many Americans, that means the rent is due, which is a problem for people who lost income in March. The economic relief package does not give them full protection. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Most renters can't be evicted for now because of emergency rules put in place, but many landlords are saying the rent is still due, even if you've lost your job.
I feel like I'm drowning.
Nicolina Loshenkohl is a single mom with a 2-year-old daughter living in Roanoke, Virginia. She worked in a hair salon.
Our salon closed 2 weeks ago, and I lost my entire source of income.
She filed for unemployment, and under the big federal rescue plan, she should be getting just about her normal income. But she doesn't know how long that will take to happen. The system is clearly swamped with millions of people applying, and she doesn't have enough money to pay her rents, her health insurance, her car payments, and all of her other bills.
That is where I feel like I'm drowning.
Loshenkohl had just gotten out of her last relationship, and she'd run up credit card debt to come up with money for a new place to live and furniture, a new start.
So what is really discouraging about this is I was starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel in terms of paying off that debt. And now it feels like I'm back at the beginning where I'm trying to dig myself out of a crisis.
And her landlord, a company called Beacon Management, tells her that she has to pay her rent in full for April. She can pay it in 4 installments over the month if she wants, but she still has to pay it. The company said in a statement that it is, quote, continuing to evaluate different ways to assist our residents. Bob Pinniger heads up a trade group for large and small landlords. It's called the National Apartment Association. He says the first priority for landlords has been health and safety.
Trying to figure out what is our pandemic playbook and how do we protect the residents.
Pinniger says after that, companies that own big apartment complexes have been scrambling to figure out a serious cash flow problem. Basically, renters have bills to pay, but building owners do too. And he says some estimate that between 20 and 50% of residents may not be able to pay their rent at some properties, at least until they start receiving unemployment checks.
And so they're trying to figure out from a crisis standpoint, how do they stay in business during this period of time while still being sensitive to the residents?
Under the rescue plan, those big landlords can actually get a break if they have government-backed loans, but some don't. About half of all renters rent from mom-and-pop landlords, though, and those landlords can get help, too, if they know what to do. Of course, many need to pay the mortgage for their rental property, but if those landlords call their lender, many right now should be able to qualify to defer payments, and then they can afford to be flexible with their tenants.
Yes, that is correct. That is correct.
Lori Goodman is a former Wall Street housing market analyst who's now with the Urban Institute. She worries about renters. With this rescue plan, the vast majority of homeowners who lost their job or income can call up their lender and defer mortgage payments if they need to for up to a year. The payments then get tacked onto the end of your mortgage. But Congress didn't give renters any kind of a plan like that to defer payments.
We haven't done nearly as much for renters as we've done for homeowners. And oh, by the way, the rental population is much, much less affluent, much less able to withstand disruptions in their cash flow than most homeowners.
Goodman thinks the federal government should provide some sort of additional help for renters. Some states and cities are considering doing that. One proposal in New York is to require landlords to accept a renter's security deposit as rent if they can't come up with the money for this month. Chris Arnold, NPR News.